Do you think overall the rise will be comparable to what kids are enduring now, say to speak, in the three districts?
Yes, that's our general consensus, that all three districts currently have students on the bus for an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. We've recommended or proposed that we would like to not see any student on the bus for more than an hour and a half. And again, people need to remember that that is a maximum time. We have a handful of students that are on the bus for a maximum time today, and unfortunately, some of those same students would be on the bus for the long period of time. It's geographically where students live, make it very difficult to get them into the districts, and so some of that just can't change.
Now, in terms of trying to also simplify it for the younger students, you said that, for instance, some of the younger students won't have to make bus changes?
That's correct. The way that the proposal was suggested is that when the route buses come into the three hubs, then whether it would be in the Bushnell hub or the Abingdon hub or the Avon hub, the junior high and high school students would then be dispersed to their correct accommodation, whether it be getting on the other bus or going into the school building, and the elementary kids then would go right in the town and be delivered to the correct elementary building.
You'd be using larger buses, like to go from what you're calling the hubs to, say, like kids in Abingdon would then take a large bus down the highway to Bushnell, say, for high school.
That's correct. We recommended that we would need, the recommendation was 4 to 6 84-passenger transit buses, and those would be mainly used only for transferring junior high students to Abingdon and high school students to Bushnell. And there again, it's the larger the bus, you have the same driver, basically the same fuel. Just trying to maximize the number of students that you can put on that particular vehicle.
Sounds like you're trying to keep costs down, but there would be some initial expense for purchasing some larger buses then.
That's correct. The only equipment needs that we proposed as a subcommittee were 4 to 6 84-passenger buses and then 2 to 4 extra activity buses. And they're just the smaller activity buses for the extracurricular.
And you don't look for any duplication because you will have kids from all grades riding every bus. So you won't have like some kids, you won't have buses riding the same area once and twice a day.
That's correct. That was one of the only ways to keep the routes to a minimum time was to only run one bus down each road. And that's where we come up with some extra routes and drivers, because the three districts currently at their bordering edges run buses down the same exact roads.
From a parent's perspective, the most important thing is my kid going to be on the bus a lot each day? And, you know, the committee of 10 is kind of like hoping they can organize it so kids are on the bus no more than an hour and a half, maybe an hour 15. Do you think that that's realistic with the north-south lessons of the district?
Well, I think they're going to struggle to maintain those time restraints, and even more so than the geographic constraints. I think we're looking at a state budget that's going to continually put pressure on school boards, and one of the easiest places to go find it is take out a couple, three bus routes and extend the routes by 15, 20 minutes a day. I can't say that that will happen here, but you can look around the state and see where that's happened in other consolidated districts. Very much like the school closings or the building closings.
The other thing is the plan to bring, basically they want to use east-west kind of bus routes that would meet at 41 and then use, as you say, the hubs, with the elementary kids staying on the same bus but the high school and junior high school or middle school kids transferring. Do you think that's realistic, and what kind of time demands do you think that would make?
I'm not convinced that you're always going to have that bus meeting there if you're on the highway. It's going to put a lot of pressure on them buses to be there at the right times and to pick up and then go to the next one. I think they've done a lot of good things in laying out the new bus routes, though. I will say that, but it's going to be very difficult without bringing them to a hub and transporting them centrally. And I think that's what they'll end up bringing all the Bushnell area kids here, the Avon area there, and the Abingdon there, and then busing them around the horn.
Now, from a cost standpoint, obviously, because of the presentation earlier today up in Avon, they were hoping to keep it roughly within a reasonable window of the existing budget, which is somewhere around $900,000 a year to maybe $1.1 million. You're thinking in your presentation, they'll be lucky to be able to keep that even that $1.1 million because you see other expenses in there.
I think when you compare it to other like districts, it's very difficult to come to a conclusion that they can come close to that $1.1 million. There was a lot of things that I didn't have in my numbers, and I'm coming in around $1.2 I compared it to the Olympia School District, who has a very large district like us, and an additional town or two in their district, but they're at a $1.75 million budget. So to me, you know, we'd love to be at that 1.1, but I really think we're in a couple hundred thousand higher than that.
And you said one of the things would be, for instance, the cost of the buses that go from the hub to the other schools. Also, you were talking about activity buses, which would, like, take kids to, say, sports practices.
Yeah, the activity buses is some that I'm not sure what all's budgeted into their current budget because we can't get a clear picture of that. But when you look at all three communities have a lot of low-income families, and so I feel like in order to be justice to the new district, if this went this way, we've got to offer activity buses probably an hour and a half after school and then after the last sporting event to make sure that kids from all communities are able to compete in any of the activities available in the new district.